when you start preparing them for the funeral, I guess you embalm them. What do you do? What's the process?
It depends on the communication that you get. Sometimes the family's too broken up. They don't want to make decisions. They can't make decisions. So sometimes you go into this, blindfold. You don't know really what you're going to do. I'd rather find out if I can from the family if there is going to be some kind of viewing, so that way I could do the embalming process that evening or the next morning or as soon as I can, because the person will look more natural if we can do that closer to the time of death.
I was going to say, sometimes when I've been to funerals, and I don't like to go to a lot of them, believe me, but the individual looks pretty natural.
Yeah.
And then other times, they almost look waxier. They almost look like a mannequin. Why the difference there?
It depends on the manner of death, how the person passed away. I mean, there's a lot of factors. Were they on medication? What kind of medication? Were they on chemo? But, you know, I have to say that the body is honestly just the shell. My mom had enough foresight when we went to go see my dad after his suicide. I said, you know, Mom, what's he going to look like? And she said, honey, he's a shell. What he lived in is a shell. And your dad's laughter and his humor went away. And what we're going to do is see the shell that he lived in. I honestly think that when I got sidetracked there, but
yeah, we were talking about what they look like when.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Even like with my grandmother, she passed away a year and a half ago, and you know, I knew my grandmother. I studied my grandmother for 40-something years.
Sure.
And when she passed away, she made me promise to take care of her body, and I did. And even though I knew her as much as I did, we just don't look the same. That energy, that charisma, all of that is gone, and you're left with that shell. We can try to create, you know, the essence of the person, but sometimes it works and sometimes it just doesn't.
Have you ever been in a situation, a freaky situation, where maybe the eyes of the body open up or something like that, and you look at him and go, oh my God?
The only thing that's ever happened, and there was a scientific reason, a friend of mine was passing away. His name was Emmett. And he knew he was going to be dying. And he goes, Ken, when I pass away, please come to the house immediately, get me picked up, and get me embalmed. I know what happens to bodies. I don't want my body to go through that. And okay, it happened in the middle of the night, like 3 a.m. So I went and picked Emmett up, brought him back, put him on the table, and started the embalming. Now, Emmett had polio as a kid, so his lower extremities were very small, but his upper body was, you know, he used his arms to walk with crutches.
Right.
When I made the small incision on the clavicle and raised the carotid artery, and you put in a tube and it has water and dyes and formaldehyde and to push out the natural fluids. When I started this process, I was just looking at him and closing his eyes, and I looked away for a second, and his upper body completely was wriggling, and it was the proteins reacting with, you know, with the body and the formaldehyde, because he had just passed away. That is literally the only time that I stopped and I took 4 steps back. I hit the wall, and I had to talk to myself, what is going on? And I figured it. But see that totally.
It's got to be strange.